There was another odd little technical challenge in this particular issue of Kokoro, and that is that the way the camera recorded all these massive rock faces was different for every shot. The white balance was interpreted differently based on the slight coloration of the rock or whether or not I was including the sky. If I included the red foreground, it was typically much, much redder than the white rock of the water pocket fold itself. So every single image, when set to auto white balance, which is where I normally have my camera set, ended up showing a little different tint in the image. This obviously looked odd. So the only way around that was, thankfully, having shot in RAW, I was able to take those digital files and tweak the white balance in every single image so that I arrived with the set that looked consistent, that looked like they all shared the same white balance. In some cases, this required considerable adjustment. In others, it was a fairly simple one. But it's one of those little things to look out for when you're photographing something that doesn't have a wide spectrum of colors, a normal sort of photographic shot. With this subject, because there wasn't a wide variety of colors in the natural rock itself, the camera easily made mistakes, resulting in every single image having a sort of unique white balance that didn't match all the other pictures, even though they were all of the same subject. Of course, there's a very simple solution in the field for this, and that's to manually set the white balance, and had I had the presence of mind to do so in this case, I could have simply selected a daylight white balance, and every single image would have had the same coloration. But being so involved in the subject matter and forgetting for a moment this technical anomaly, I left the white balance in auto white balance, which created the problem, which required the solution.